Welcome back to the Mad About Movies VIP Club. Now here's one of your hosts, Kent, Brian, or Richard.
What is up, Man Fam, and welcome to a little AMA. We used to do these a lot. We used to do these once a month plus, I think. And then we felt like, we got real diva-y in our demands here. I'm mad about movies. But we felt like maybe it had kind of run its course, but wanted to come back and do one of these here to end the year. So if you're listening on the main feed, number one, I'm your host, Brian Gill, joined as always by Kent Garrison and Richard Barton, your lovely Mad About Movies hosts. If you're listening on the main feed, you're going to get a little slice of the action. You're going to get a little taste of what we do over in the VIP. If you're listening in the VIP, you're getting the whole episode and all of that includes. So just wait for Mad About Movies After Dark after a few questions here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, look.
We're in the back of a taxi right now. This should be
exactly,
known.
Exactly. Every so often, we put out a call to our VIPs and ask everywhere for questions. And they can be about anything, as the term AMA indicates. So if you want to listen to this entire episode, if you want more of these AMAs, we've done tons of them over the years. If you want more episodes from Mad About Movies, you need to go to madaboutmoviespodcast.com/VIP, sign up for that VIP feed, and you get access to so much cool stuff and great episodes and literally hundreds of episodes in our back catalog, plus access to our Discord where you can talk to movie fans all day long, every single day. We're going to give you three questions here on the main feed, and then we'll round it out with a few more questions in the VIP. Let me give you a movie question first. Let's see here. Need a little movie feed. This question comes from our friend Ryan. He asks, if you could pick any big movie that was shelved or didn't make it past production, examples being Edgar Wright's Ant-Man, Chris Nolan's Howard Hughes movie, Tim Burton's Nick Cage Superman, very famous, did not make it into production. Which would you have been most excited to see? What's the shelved
Kevin
movie?
Besides Kevin Smith, Spider-Man or Superman?
That one's out there too. Yeah, that's a different one. But it was. Part of the deal. So okay. Yeah, fellas, what shelved movie? What's a movie you wish you could have seen? Yeah,
I'm going to go with Kubrick's Napoleon.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Well, that he had the screenplay it, right? for and never ended up. Yeah, I think Spielberg's going to do it as a miniseries.
An HBO show, yeah.
Yeah, not sure how. I mean, you can go out there and you can read the screenplay for yourself. It's out there, but it was a logistical nightmare for him to coordinate, so that's why he never ended up doing it. But it was always the one he wanted to do with Jack Nicholson as Napoleon, which we never got.
Absolutely. Why am I in exile? Yeah. Top of mind right now because we just did this, we just did these episodes. But yeah, the Richard Curtis Prime Minister movie with Hugh Grant would have been up there for me. And then, I'm trying to think of we had a big cancellation last. I mean, it's like, I really would have said MacGruber too, but then we got the TV show. So
sure. That
one's kind of even better because I got like 6 hours instead of 90 minutes. So I'm good. Once that came out, I was totally happy. I don't need anything else in my life. So that's mine.
Okay. That's good. The Nolan Howard Hughes one would have been really interesting. Would have dug that
for sure.
Quite a bit. I think one, maybe a little more popcorny. The Gambit movie. Channing Tatum.
That's
was out fun. There for like
the Men in Black 22 Jump Street.
Dang, that's a good one. That's probably the winner.
That's number one. Gosh, yeah, great call, Kent. I knew there was something. Freaking that's North what Korea. I was thinking of.
It's the worst.
Yeah, we should freaking nuke Korea for that. North Korea. But yeah, that would have been one of the, especially the way that was planned was really smart. It was going to be a great mid-movie reveal. Like,
That one hurts.
That would have been perfect because they could have marketed it as 23 Jump Street and it still would have made a ton of money because everyone wanted to see that. And then they get recruited in the MIB at the end. And
it also ruined Jonah Hill. We never got Jonah Hill back from that. Yeah,
it's true. It was jinxed.
It's tough. I watched You People yesterday.
Good for you.
I missed Jonah.
With Eddie Murphy?
I miss him. That's all I'm saying. I miss Jonah Hill.
Yeah, he made that documentary about that therapist that ruined him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's in his head. He's in his head. It's tough.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's find... Typically, we'll answer a couple movie questions, and then we'll move into life questions, food questions. We always get a lot of food questions, random questions, things like that. Let me give you one that's sort of the in-between. So we're coming up on the Christmas season here, mm-hmm. and Ashley asks, what Christmas movie or special do you have to watch every year? Richard, I'll go to you first. You're not a big Christmas movie guy.
I'm not. So I
but there's a few. There's a few.
There's a few. Yeah. You'll handle. We watch Home Alone and Home Alone 2 every year. We've already watched those. Nice. My wife will watch as I fall asleep or something. If I'm already asleep, more like it, because my wife has a very weird sleep schedule. So she'll watch Christmas Vacation, I think, pretty much every year. I don't acknowledge that as a film.
Engage. Mm-hmm. Right.
We did watch The Santa Claus last year, I hadn't seen in a long time, which was cute. We'll throw in a Love Actually probably every 2 years, but yeah, Home Alone's our big one. We have to watch Home Alone, and this year was fine. I mean, Jude doesn't understand what's going on. He's a year old, right. But like, he looked at it a lot. I won't say he watched it, but he like looked at the action on it a lot, which was yeah. fun. The only movies he likes so far, Home Alone and the Mario movie.
Perfect.
And Miss Rachel. Love, big Miss Rachel guy. Huge. Yeah. He wants to do an episode on Miss Rachel videos.
I like it. I like it. Kent, what about you?
Yeah, same. Home Alone, Home Alone 2 are the ones I hit every year without fail at some point. And also Charlie Brown Christmas, because it's 20 minutes long, so yeah. Super easy same. To
oh, and
get to that
Old School
one.
Grinch. I always watch Old School Grinch.
Yeah, and the Old School Grinch as same. Well from 66. Always watch that one every single year. And then there's so many, you know, all happenstance watch. I was at Friends Christmas gathering the other week and Elf was on, so caught a little bit of that.
I like Elf.
Sure. You know, there's ones that are always on that you catch parts of, but the ones I hit, gotta hit Home Alone. And that's like my wife and I always look forward to watching that and just laughing our butt off every year.
Yeah.
I think we've been together 7 or 8 years now, and feel like we watch it every Christmas season, and we just laugh our butt off at freaking Daniel Stern every year. It's something that he does or something Kevin McAllister says. The one that kills me every time is, "We are upstairs, dummy." Just from Kevin is greatness. But yeah, love that movie, and that's got to be the GOAT Christmas movie.
Nice.
It's funny. This was the year I came around on Full Circle. It's not that I didn't recognize it, but I feel like the narrative coming out of Home Alone for years coming out was how good, you know, the kid was a movie star at 8 years old or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then it was like all the other stuff, you know, you recognize Pesci and Stern and Catherine O'Hara and the writing and how that's such a great script because it settles everything early on and you understand what's going to happen and blah blah blah. It's such a, and now this year I came around. I was like, you know who's great? Is Macaulay Culkin so good in that movie? Mm-hmm. I came back around to the original 1991 take.
Oh yeah, he's
a movie star.
he was everywhere when we were kids. He was like the kid actor of our youth. But you don't realize until you're an adult, like wow, he was great. He was legitimately like the best. Like, he just now got a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Like, he's the greatest child actor of all time, without question.
Yeah.
He's
definitely.
He's fantastic. Fantastic.
And almost a top two Culkin.
I know. Who would have thought? I know. We need to just, we got to get them in on, we got to get them back in this universe. We got to get Kevin and Fuller something with the bear guy. Get the bear writer to write it. Get it real Chicago-y.
My idea for a Home Alone reboot would be it's like a real meta, and it's Macaulay Culkin in real life, and he's going on like the Tonight Show, and the producer comes to his dressing room.
So good. So good.
His producer comes to his dressing room, or Jimmy's like, "Hey, man, just wanted to talk to you about this bit we're planning. Or Kevin McAllister." He's like, "Really? We're going to do a Kevin McAllister thing again? I'm here to promote my new movie." He's like, "Yeah, dude, but you're Kevin McAllister." And he goes on the show and just like hates being Kevin McAllister for his entire life, you know? and has to do this bit, goes home, goes on the subway, everyone recognizing him as Kevin McAllister on the subway. He gets home, and then his house gets robbed by real robbers. And he has to Kevin McAllister himself out of his house.
Love it. I'm in.
I like it. I'm in as well. Home Alone's a classic. Already watched that once. We're going, actually, tomorrow, going to do that rooftop cinema club thing.
Nice.
Kit that you did last year. Going to see Home Alone with some friends. That's an every year for sure. Always watch Noel, which is really kind of dumb and cheesy. But
is that like the Bill Hader one?
Yeah, Hader.
I've never seen that. I need to watch that.
It's kind of stupid. But
I'm sure. But that's okay. Like it. Yeah.
Klaus is great. I watch that one every year. The Netflix one that came out, I think, same year as Noel. I love that movie. It's so well done. Bummed. That guy's movie, next movie was supposed to come out like this year, I think, and it got canceled. That might go on my shelved movie list that I wish hadn't been shelved. And we watched The Goat tonight. I love Home Alone. The Goat to me is Muppet Christmas Carol. So we'll watch that tonight. Yeah. Knock that one out. Love that movie.
That one's great. Watched that last year. Sarah hadn't seen that since she was a little kid. It was fun to watch that again with her last year, but she was kind of like...
You need to show Coop the Star Wars Holiday Special. See his reaction.
I know. I need to make that happen. I'd
be like, did you know they did a Star Wars Holiday Christmas special? No. Yeah. And just get him real hyped and then put it on and see his face. He'll be like...
She's like, Dad, this is...
Is this AI?
Like, yeah. Just to see, be like real into it because of the Chewbacca stuff. Be like,
yeah.
Meet Chewbacca's family.
Yeah,
just his broken soul.
I need to watch, maybe tonight after we finish the show, I may watch that the documentary.
Oh yeah, you'd like it.
Mine is hold on, I'm watching a trailer for it now. I'm gonna get the title of it. My favorite holiday movie, gosh, this trailer is really long, is did I watch Family Switch with Jennifer Garner and Ed Helms?
Every year.
Not familiar.
Starting this year.
Yeah, it's a new tradition in the Barden household.
Yeah.
I get it, you know? Two super likable, talented actors, you know? And
peaking.
They work together. Peaking. Yeah, those are all good. Got to watch all... I try to get all those. I also watch a lot of, like... I like watching the Christmas TV episodes.
Yeah, it's a great thing you do. I need to get more into that. That's smart. Both of you guys are good at that. You'll watch
all the... I did. I sent you guys a playlist of, like, two full days of Christmas episodes of all decades.
I crank those. I love those episodes.
Throw that bad boy on shuffle and enjoy.
Yeah. All right, later in the VIP episode, we'll do a little more Christmas talk. Last question here in the main feed, and I'm going to go to Richard first, so you get some time to think about this, Kent. Meg asks, what's been your favorite book that you've read this year? Doesn't have to be a 2023 book, but what was your favorite read this year?
Favorite book of the year. Let me pull up a list here. I was quasi-ready, but then I didn't click. What was my favorite book that I read this year?
I'll go. I know my answer. I've only read a handful in their entirety. I'll go with the Rick Rubin book.
Oh, nice.
Creative Arc? Is that what it's called? Creative Act is what it's called. Yeah. That one was really good. Just a motivational, almost kind of meditational book about creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And so that one's really good. I also recommend Cinema Speculation by Tarantino, which I did read this year.
I'm going to do that one next year.
That's for movie lovers.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Or I can if you want. All right. My favorite movie I read this year was obviously The Collector by Daniel Silva, because any Gabriel book is my favorite thing to read, but it's not necessarily the best. I got a couple. I've got that one's great if you like thrillers, but I would say, looking through my list right now, I read The Bonfire of the Vanities for the first time, which was great. Big epic, good 80s epic. If you want like modern crazy fiction, not crazy, but it's a really good, interesting, kind of great New York book. Mm-hmm. I would say that one. My wife and I each read a book recommended by each other this year, which we're going to keep doing every year. So I read one of her favorite books of all time, which is one of my favorite movies, which is Gone Girl. I recommend on the show, and it was great. Like, that book's really good for kind of popular fiction. I thought it was excellent. And then I read The Seven Story Mountain this year by Thomas Merton, which is a great kind of book about spirituality and faith. And it's also a really interesting memoir. Last but not least, it's a very 2023. I read American Prometheus, which is the book Oppenheimer is based on. So we'll end there. But yeah, those were all strong.
Very nice. How many do you have a count on how many you did this year so far?
You'll beat me this year. This is my lowest in the last couple of years. I'm sitting right now. I hit my goal. My New Year's resolution every year is 52. I'm at 52 right now. I will probably get to 54, 55. But yeah, not a nice. You know, I have a baby and stuff. But
yeah.
But yeah.
Sure. Cool.
73 last year. That was, I think, a all-time high for me. Nice. But yeah, 52 this year.
Audiobooks, 50, right? You're not a speed reader?
Yeah. It's about 50-50. Audiobooks and Kindle. I've transitioned nice. Over to the Kindle. Yeah.
Nice.
Because I can keep it with me. The paperback, I kept it with me, but it was just like hard to pull out and not be sure. a tool. Yeah. The Kindle, I can do a little
same.
More.
Yeah. If I'm at home, it's a book, but if I'm traveling, I've got a little iPad mini that I use. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. I think I'm going to end up at 63, 65, maybe something like that.
Nice.
I read way less nonfiction this year than I have the last like half decade. And that's usually I can look at my list and be like, man, my mental health was not great this year. Cause when I fall back on, kind of easy science fiction-y, like dime store kind of reads when I'm stressed out and I'm not usually a super stressed out person. This year was a very stressful year. So I have way less nonfiction. That's going to be a 2024 resolution is to do a little more nonfiction because my list is dominated by fiction this year, but it was still a good reading year. I'll give you three as well. I love the Red Rising books. The original trilogy is like might be my favorite series of fiction. I hadn't read any of the sequel series. The third one in that came out this summer, so I'd been holding out until that came out. The first one of the sequel series, not my favorite. The last two I really loved, and I'm so stoked for the final book in that series whenever it ends up coming out. And it someday that's going to make an insane TV series on Netflix or HBO or something like that. Whenever they decide to go that route, it's going to be really good. I think my favorite probably nonfiction of the year was Blood, Sweat, and Chrome,
great book.
Mad Max Fury Road book, which was a Richard recommend. Loved that. And Something Wicked This Way Come, which is a movie that Richard and I reviewed. I don't think Kit could be on that episode. Read the book, Ray Bradbury, and I loved it. It was so, so good. And that's a very old book at this point, but it was a good one. Love that. And I've been reading this series that Richard has talked about a bunch. I don't need to try to keep going to it, but he's right. It's great. It's super fun. I've recommended it to a couple of people as well, Richard. It's been
A Death in Vienna, that one slaps.
They're a blast. Really good. Really good. All right. Well, if you're not a VIP, now's the time, man. Try it out. Just give it a shot. See what happens. MadAboutMoviesPodcast.com/VIP. Sign up for that VIP. You get a new episode every single week. We do a throwback or retrospective every week. We do bonus episodes. We do AMAs. You get access to that Discord, all that good stuff. And you can continue this episode if you'd like to head on over there and sign up for that. VIPs, let's get a few more of your questions right here.